Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Pop Culture Rewind. I'm your host Travis.
And I'm Chris.
And thank you for joining us for this episode. We are back. It's been a couple weeks.
Been a while, yeah.
Well, we're continuing our trend of Walking Dead, season 7.
Yes.
This week we're going to do episode 11 and 12. We did 2 weeks ago, we did the last episodes before that. But in between then and now, we did an unboxing video for the Nintendo Switch.
Woo!
So if you haven't checked that out, it's there. So go click on it, check it out.
It's fun.
It's fun. It was really fun to do. I think it came out really good, actually, if I do say so myself.
I'm halfway through it. I like the edits you did in the middle with the Transformers thing.
I actually had to go back and watch it again. It made me laugh the first time I saw it, you know, like because I knew it was coming, but then I saw it and I was like, oh shit, it worked so well. Anyway, so yeah, go check it out, the unboxing and review of the Nintendo Switch.
The first half hour of ownership.
Yes, and then after that we downloaded a game and we played it and checked
fast
it out.
Fast RMX.
Yeah. So
yeah, looking to download Shovel Knight again this weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit heavy the downloads for once. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. So we just did that. We both recently watched Logan, and we have a lot to say about that. And what we've been doing is we're doing a quick little pop culture pause before the actual episode, and we're not gonna do that this time. We got a couple.
It's enough that it deserves its own its own time.
And we're gonna try to make that a little more special. We're gonna do some more stuff, talk a little bit more about the.
I want to watch it again.
Oh yeah, me too. Yeah. Because I know there's some stuff we probably missed that first time. watching it.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll tease them a little bit.
All right.
What'd you think of Superpool?
Actually, I saw that on your Facebook thing as I was waiting in line to go watch it. And I was like, you son of a bitch.
Did you understand what it meant?
Well, now I do.
Yeah.
But you said pool was in there. I was like, Deadpool. Crap. Did you just spoil something for me, you son of a bitch? So I was waiting the whole time. I had like maybe 10, 15 minutes left before I went there. The whole time I was like, God damn it, Chris. Now I'm going to watch this.
What are good friends for?
I don't know. Let me know when I get one. You know? Anyway, so yeah, we're gonna have a lot to say about that.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that. Eventually, hopefully, we'll be able to get to it pretty soon.
Yeah.
But like I said, this week we are doing episodes 11 and 12 of Walking Dead season 7, and then we'll do the next two episodes 2 weeks from now, right? So we'll probably throw in something else in between. You can always check us up on see what's going on through our Facebook page at facebook.com/popculturerewind. Also, Twitter at
PopCultureRWND.
Yes, you are correct, sir.
We couldn't afford all the vowels.
Yes. And also subscribe to us on iTunes. We take our video stuff and we put the audio up on iTunes. So give us a rate and review on there if you'd like to listen to us on the go somewhere audio only. We're there for you. Leave a comment here on our YouTube. Subscribe. Tell your friends. So that being said, let's get right into this. Episode 11, it picks up after episode 10 was the whole them meeting the Junkions and all that stuff, right? So we're going to take a stop. We're going to stop that story for a second.
Yeah.
And we're going to focus on what happened with Eugene, because a few episodes ago, Eugene
was taken.
So this is what I like to call the Eugene story, the Eugene episode. It picks up. Right when they came back from capturing Eugene and
Daryl's gone.
Daryl's gone. So Dwight's. There's a side story going on this whole thing. Besides the Eugene thing, they always like to do little parallel stories with the main story. And this one was Dwight and his. You assumed it was his wife that let Daryl out. And this episode, towards the end of it, it kind of revealed itself out. But we all kind of knew, we kind of suspected that's what it was. And we knew that was the case. Dwight was going to have an ass whooping ahead of him. It's kind of like what happened, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got thrown in the box. You let go of Daryl, you go in the box. If you get rid of one of my wives, you go in the box. And yeah, so he was in the box. I think another positive of the whole Walking Dead franchise, at least on the television show, is that they do a good job of building up an anti-hero. You know, in the beginning it was Daryl. You know, it took him a while to get into the family. And then around season 4 when we got Merle finally wanted to redeem himself.
He wanted to redeem himself. Yeah.
And he, dude, those two episodes leading up to Merle's death and then Daryl, like, seeing him, ugh. Yeah. I think the whole, you can literally see his heart collapse when he's reading the note that his wife left him.
Hmm.
And you can just see, like, the ashes of that are going to make the next anti-hero that's going to be...
You think so? Yeah, you think we're going that route? Yeah. He's going to be the one to stand up against Negan, maybe, possibly, maybe. Yeah, it was, you know, they're pretty good at doing these type of storytellings in this show. Mm-hmm. That was definitely this is definitely one of the cases for that. So yeah, we might, yeah, like you're saying, later on, it's gonna have a character change. That was my one complaint I had about Dwight a few episodes ago, where it was him and his wife talking about when Daryl was captured and everything, and it had a sympathetic view on Dwight, on how what's going on over there. But the next episode, Dwight's over there being a dick to.
He's trying to wash all the clean off of him.
Yeah.
But I think this for people that have been listening to this podcast, I think they're going to get this reference. This episode changed him from Dollar Store Daryl to Dwight.
You think, like, so?
Yeah, this did it.
So
for me.
You're going to stop calling
it.
You're going to stop calling.
Oh, yeah. It's Dwight now.
Okay. Yeah.
He earned his own personality here.
Even after getting the doctor killed.
Got to throw off the scent somehow.
Well,
you know, you can't play checkers when you're on a chessboard, you know. So
look at you, though.
I don't even know if I made sense. It just sounded right.
Is that diarrhea in the mouth right there?
Yeah, it sounded right.
So that's pretty much the side story for Dwight. That's where it came around. But the main.
So while Dwight starts progressing to the light side, you see.
You see
Eugene starting to fade to black here, you know? Like, at first he's all scared with a jar of pickles, thinking he's going to get the shit beat out of him by Negan on the outside.
Oh, he's in tears when he's got to go in his room and the girl opens the door. I get in. He's over here,
like,
crying.
Hey, haircut. Yeah. Yours. And he's still like, he's been crying for 6 years now.
But in that same scene, in the opening scene, like, he's getting his surrounding of the room that it's going to be his room, and he's getting the layout of the place, opening the refrigerator, looking at all this, and she says, "Do you want anything? Do you need any food or anything?" This dumb man is like, "Give me a lobster." It's like, asshole, we don't have any lobster.
Oh, man.
So, you know, right then and there, something's already kind of getting turned around for him. Something's, you know, something in his head switching. It's like he's on Easy Street or something. Yeah, okay. All right, so that's kind of the introduction of what we're getting with Eugene. He's in there, and then, because he was captured for a reason.
Yeah.
He found out, you know, Negan found out he can make bullets, so obviously he can do some other stuff too, right?
And he was testing his knowledge. I was like, all right, smarty pants, how do I fix this problem? And he figured it out. You're going to make metal coated zombies.
Right, there's some walkers outside the gate.
Falling apart.
Yeah, because that's what they use for deterrence, I guess. And
he fixed it for him. So now he's like, all right.
No, he's not just Smarty Pants. He's Dr. Smarty Pants.
Dr. Smarty Pants.
Because he's got PhDs in biochemistry, immunology, microbiology. He's got his doctorate.
His doctorate.
He was in the Human Genome Project. So he ain't one to mess with.
Or he's faking it very well.
He's faking it. That's a good point too.
Because he faked it with Abraham.
There you go. Three seasons ago. That's a point. Yeah. You know? So is he actually who he says he is, or is he this Eugene being Eugene? Yeah. Because they said at the end of the episode, and we know this for knowing Eugene by himself, he's a coward.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't fight. He does what is best for Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's best for Eugene, or is he being legit? Like, he is a certified. G, I guess.
you're crossing streams here with the other podcast.
Yeah.
So what else happens with Eugene? We're gonna pause the Eugene story. We're gonna switch the clicker. We're about to tune in to the newest episode of The Real Housewives of the Sanctuary. Because Mrs. Larry Moe and Curly are trying to find a way to kill off old man Negan. Yeah, Roper. And I'm crossing my shins. But so they're like, yeah, this blondie over here wants out because she's not happy with her life. She's like, make her some pills.
Yeah. Which you got to give him credit. That was a pretty roundabout way of getting him to make those poison pills that they were going to try to use it to kill Negan.
Yeah.
He obviously saw right through that, but...
That didn't stop Eugene from being a badass getting those pills.
Right? Yeah, that was like the full switch.
From Dr. Smarty Pants to Mr. Smarty Pants.
Yeah, he goes in there and there's a line and he walks right up the line and the lady behind the tell... The teller. It's been a long day. Behind the line, she's like, hey, do you see the line there? Get your ass back behind the line. And he's like, okay. And so he turns around, walks away. And that's, I just, no, like, that's when the music hit. Did you notice there's a little bit of music?
I was just waiting for Rihanna's Bitch Better Have My Money to play. It's like, you man, I outrank you. Gimme. I was like, what the hell is he going to do with that fucking bedpan? He's going to hit Negan over the head with it?
Yeah, no, he makes a big fuss about the cold capsule pills, whatever. Yeah,
picked up a little sloth.
No, he finally gets those, and he's like, he's about to walk away. Give me that. He gets a bedpan, and he gets a fly swatter and a teddy bear, and he starts dumping all kinds of shit in the bedpan. So it's like, okay, something's happening here. He's starting to realize
that I got them.
He's smarter than them. He can use that to his advantage.
We'll see how long that lasts. Like, is anybody going to man up and call Negan out and say, hey, is he where he says he is, or are they going to just... They don't want to fuck with Negan, and if he says he's with Negan.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the case. I don't think anybody... Those underlings, I don't think... he is... I mean, they worry about them. It's Negan he's going to have to worry about. Yeah. But yeah, he... Well, before all that, talking about the Real Housewives of...
Sanctuary.
We get bomb-making 101 with Eugene, Dr. Eugene. So, I don't know. It was weird because it was...
That's why I'm wondering if Eugene's like kind of faking it or if he's legit like a coward. Because I bet like if around the right crowd, he can get a gaggle of ass with those tricks that he was doing with them girls. Who wouldn't be impressed by making a bomb?
A gaggle, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
A gaggle.
Yeah. And then we get the final showdown of the episode with Eugene and Negan in Eugene's room. And Negan's just making sure he's like, bro, gotta ask you. What's your name?
Negan.
Hey, he
like, I am Negan.
You want to talk?
I
about,
was Negan before you. I even met you. I just had to meet you to be sure.
You want to talk about verbal busting?
I've always
a nut?
Been Negan. Yeah. Yeah.
Premature verbal nut busting. That was it. It kind of felt like it was like if I was in Negan's shoes, I would have been like, "That's so fucking fake." But I guess Negan's ego is just that far out. That's like, another one.
He thinks that he legitimately turned him over to his side. You know, and. I don't know. Now, the question is Eugene really what he says he is? I mean, is he really joining Negan's? Because, look, you got to think of it like this. Negan's already given him, like Negan said, like he's given him opportunities. Mm-hmm. Did Rick ever let you do any of this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
No. You know, did he ever treat you like this? You know, and what did he have you doing over there? Nothing.
Fixing radios.
Yeah.
Wall duty.
Yeah. So here... I'm sure Eugene has
a purpose.
He has a purpose, and he's and with that purpose, he's being kept alive. Even so,
not just alive. He's in the sanctuary. He's got his own room. He's being serviced to.
Well, that's my point. Was when the wives came back and to get the pills from him, he's like, you're lying or whatever he said, and I see what you're trying to do, and no.
Don't worry about snitching because they're going to get rid of you just like they got rid of the doctor because y'all are disposable. Y'all are women.
So he understands his role. He understands that he is valuable.
He already knows how to play the game.
Exactly. There you go. So, so whether or not Eugene is who he says he is or not, he's at least smart for right now.
And then we get the last picture of Eugene and Dwight. Dwight's on the way down, and here comes Eugene's on the way up. And it's like, were they kind of like passing the guard almost?
Almost.
Not like verbally telling you, but you can kind of tell where both of these guys are going.
I took it as, twofold. For one, like you're saying, the differences between Dwight and Eugene, this happened in the episode on them too. Mm-hmm. It's not a coincidence. But also, if you look at what happened with Eugene in the course of the episode, the first time we see Eugene, he's quivering and crying and shit like that, and... Yeah, he's...
Nice barking orders.
Now he's in the last scene. He's got a trench coat. He's got a teddy bear. He's got a pickle he's eating. He's telling people, you want to get burned by molten lava? Because that's what you do to get burned by molten lava. Or not.
metal.
Metal, yeah. So...
Yeah, you're getting there.
I'm getting all over the place today. Yeah. We just talked about these episodes on Monday. Yeah. So that's what I took it as. Like, it was a transformation of Eugene's character. Mm-hmm. So do you agree, or?
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm curious to see how long the con's gonna last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it is a con. Mm.
That's how they get you. All
right. So that was the Eugene story. That was called Hostiles and Calamities, episode 11. Now we go this week's episode 12, which is simply titled "Say Yes," which I like to call the Rick and Michonne story, because we're picking up where we left off. Yeah, we're picking up where we left off two episodes ago, where they're trying to get guns and whatnot for the Junkions, mm-hmm. To help them fight Negan. I did like the opening of this one. I liked the music with no sound.
All the sex. Who hasn't thought about banging Michonne?
Well, it was like a montage, sort of, you know. So who's ready for a montage? All right, so so that's where we're at right there. And they went a couple days, or they went around a couple of places, and they found one or two guns.
And Rick wants to keep going. I mean, he likes the alone time. He likes being away and just forgetting the fact that he's got a kid or two.
I forgot he's got a kid or two. Where is everybody? There was a scene later on in this episode with Tara, mm-hmm. and there's a little girl she's playing. It's like, oh, wait, that's probably Judith, isn't it? Because she grows 2 years every time we see her. But yeah, getting back to Rick Michonne. So they're going around. They're not having too much luck finding.
They're just getting scraps,
and they're screwing.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it. That's what they're doing.
Another way to go, though.
Yeah. So I believe it's still early in the episode where they stumble upon this this fenced in area.
Mm-hmm.
It was like tinted and everything, and they said, "Okay, let's see what this is." They knock on it, and they see a walker come out and.
Army,
and he's got a gun and everything. Okay, so they
sneak up to the roof and get a peek, and it's a fair.
Yeah, it's a little carnival.
Little carnival, and there's soldiers with guns, and there's walkers and Ferris wheel, a couple other things.
And this is where I said this a few episodes ago about we need some more like lightheartedness stuff in these shows where it's. There's an episode where I said it was just fun. There's a lot of fun aspects to it. I think this one tried to keep that up for some aspects of it. One was when they were walking on the roof. My wife, I was watching with, she's like, "They're gonna fall through that roof," and then they're getting the sniper, and she's like trying to. You think she's sniping the walkers, but she's actually hitting the little game mm-hmm. for the fairy, right? And then you're. And then they both fall through the roof and start laughing.
What I wasn't expecting was the laughter.
Yeah,
and I think that's what I think that's the
light humor. The light humor.
I don't even. I'm a sick bastard. It's not light humor. It's like, all right, I've eaten shit for this long. Now what else? What else can happen? So they're like at this point, well, they're like playing on house money because if they die at this point, like fuck.
No. I agree with that. You know? But for us as viewers,
yeah,
it is more lightheartedness stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not. Full on drag down.
I was almost waiting for a laugh track.
Right? We're getting there.
Oh,
by
shit.
Like season 8, we'll have a laugh track. Yeah. No, that'd be the next spinoff. It'll be a
full The Laughing Dead.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. It'll be a full on laugh track comedy. Yeah.
Well, no.
So, when they fall through the roof and they look around, there's like crates of food everywhere. Water. So they have a date, pretty much. Mm-hmm. At first, I was like, "The hell, they're eating all the damn food," you know? They ate some packs, and then.
Have you ever had chili with mac and cheese?
Yeah, once. I'm not a big chili guy. So. Now give me the mac and cheese. Then we're talking.
All right.
Yeah, chili.
Is that food any good? How long into this apocalypse are we? That food that they're still finding is still good. Like, isn't there expiration date on some of this shit?
Well, I know canned food lasts for a long time, but. And then the
army bags. Space food lasts forever because it's like particles and dust.
Yeah,
it's your saliva that makes it all like gooey to the point where it feels like you're swallowing something.
I'm not in the army or in the military. I don't know how long.
Or NASA.
Yeah, I'm not that too. I'm not keen on how long that stuff lasts.
Mm.
Maybe one of our viewers can tell us if that's legit. If that would still be good by this point in the post-apocalyptic future. But anyway, from there,
the whole point of the story was that Michonne wanted to keep fighting, and mm-hmm. Rick was like, "Man, let's just throw our deuces and die or whatever." And now Rick's trying to kill this deer, and in the process of killing this deer, he
we're jumping ahead a little bit. Because they're trying to clear out all the walkers
and make a gap, close a gap with a car, and the car had no brakes, so they're both stuck.
I question all that. That plan that Rick had about he told her to go there and take out those 8 walkers. You can handle it. You've done more than that. and his plan was to clear out the car right there and then move the car up and to close the gap, mm-hmm. right? So he goes over there and there's a walker in the windshield. And he tries to
pulls a leg. He grabs him by the leg. Leg comes off.
Insert laugh track. All right.
And grabs him by the waist.
Insert laugh track. Yeah. Right. And then he finally pulls the whole thing out and throws it down. But then he finally gets in the car. He puts it in neutral so they can push it. And then when they start pushing it, you see gunfire going off everywhere.
Oh, one of the zombies got stuck with this bar sticking out, it somehow hit the trigger. And so that's how they.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing out there. So that caused problems right there. But he's still going in this car. And he's like, there's no brakes. And then I was like, dude, then jump out. why do you keep going? Like, it wasn't like he was going 50 miles an hour down the freeway or something. He was just coasting.
Emergency brake.
Something. There are no brakes. So what does she do?
She jumps in the trunk because she's getting shot. Yeah.
It's like this plane is going south like so fast. And then they finally manage to get out of the car and jump their fence and then start killing off more. But the fence crumbles and they start running through. And he said he's going to go to the Ferris wheel. She'll go over there. Mm-hmm. So they split up to separate. That's when he sees the deer. Mm-hmm. So he starts to take some of the walkers up, but then he climbs up the Ferris wheel.
Blah! Breaks. Yeah, he falls. And then Michonne's like, oh my God. And she drops the sword and you can see her break. Like, finally, she's like, I can't do this anymore. And then she drops the sword, and she's ready to just let herself get gone. And then Rick comes out hiding, starts killing everybody. And she's like, ah! And they start killing everybody. And, and then Michonne's like, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. I was like, bitch, you just told me we need to do this! What the... Yeah, and so they wind up, working things out. Mm-hmm. And that was the Michonne and Rick story.
Yeah, because as they were leaving, as they're going back to Alexandria, that's when you were saying she's looking all sad and depressed and everything. He stops the van, and that's when they have the big old talk. But that's they have that big talk, but they square things out and they figure they're gonna keep fighting the fight. Mm-hmm. So, like I said earlier in this episode, they like to do parallels, right? So the only parallel in this episode was Tara, I think.
Rosita.
Rosita and Tara.
Michonne and Rick want to do things together. They want to govern. They want to teach people. They want to be a community. Tara just wants to kill him.
Right.
She just wants cold-hearted revenge for the dick she lost.
Yeah.
Safe to say, right? The dick she lost, because that's pretty much all. That's the only reason, right? She doesn't care about any of this group because she's all.
No, not Tara. You're thinking Rosita.
Rosita, yeah.
Yeah.
Rosita wants to do everything on her own now, so she doesn't care about the team. Or so we think, because she winds up...
And Hilltop.
Yeah.
And she bumps into Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
And before she can even finish the thought, she's like, I take the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Rosita's got a big freaking sniper rifle. I guess that was one of the things. I guess Rick was already back by then.
Yeah, they went to the Junkions, and the Junkions like, nah, we need more guns. We need twice as many guns.
We missed all that.
And I was like, wait, no, but we need some to if we're gonna do that, we need some more so that we can keep bringing more guns. And thankfully, the Junkions can't counter negotiate for shit.
Right,
we could make our banking goals if we had nothing but Junkions in our group. But regardless, so they were able to take some of the guns. They didn't want inventory because they can't read, so they didn't notice that the best gun was taken by Rosita.
Right,
and they looked like they're ready to go.
Yeah.
So
we're getting another deal with the Junkions. They're gonna. they wanted 10. What was it? 10, and then Rick says 20. He's like, okay. What?
10, 5, 10, 6, 10, 9. Bitch, I want 20 now. I was like, okay.
It's like, wait, that worked?
And we keep the cat.
That's like the. That's
and
like,
we keep the cat.
That's like Bugs Bunny logic. Like when he goes back and forth to Daffy, he flips it and it works.
And Daffy's like, me, nah, you, me, ah, me. Okay, bang.
Yeah.
I even lost myself trying to do that. Fuck, it's been so long.
So there was that. And then the thing with Tara I was getting to was the last episode when Rick was saying, Tara, you've been out farther than us. You know
where we shouldn't go.
Yeah. So this whole episode, she's been thinking about that. She's been thinking, do I tell him? And she's the whole conflict in herself this whole time. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the episode, she kind of bumps into Rick and then
we got to talk.
Yeah. But that's all we get at that mm-hmm. point. So, That's pretty much it, right? For that episode. So I'm thinking next episode.
Well, they teased it at the end. We're getting some more conflict between the Saviors and the Kingdom.
Yeah, that's right.
Something's gonna go down. And Carol comes out.
Yes. Yeah,
out of hiding.
She had blood on her face and everything.
She goes right. She goes right to the Kingdom.
This episode coming up, I think that's gonna get the Kingdom involved with the Rick and all them against Negan. And that's going to somehow get Carol.
The timing of this is going, I'm afraid that they're gonna cut the nuts off again. Like the cliffhanger of last season was like, yeah, we don't know who Negan killed. This season, I bet they're ending. They're not gonna start the war. Like we're not gonna get the war until.
Oh, this is the buildup. Yeah. This is the
like probably the first shot is gonna get fired, and that's where the screen goes to black. And then next season, we start off with a shitload of gunfire.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. You got to drag this out somehow, right?
Yeah. They got us. You know, for all the crap of everybody saying, nah, I'm done with Walking Dead. Blah, 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 blah. Got the highest rating, again, from Pat Beat the season before. Yep. So they got us. Fuck. Okay. But it's good. Like, so far, I think this is a pretty... The dips haven't been as low. Mm-hmm. The dips haven't been as frequent. And I think overall the quality of this season has been really good so far.
I think they've been consistent.
Yeah.
I'll give them that much. I'm not like, I don't know if it's just helping because we're actually talking about it or we're doing episodes about it. Because this is the first year that we've done full on mm-hmm. season recap of the show. But it's making me more.
I feel like there's more things that I'm going to remember this season than I will last season.
I think so.
Or the season before.
Yeah.
Because they're building up some really good characters right now.
Yeah, they are. It's like they're getting somewhere. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I mentioned before, I think the tone of the show, it's keeping, obviously, the horror drama feel. But they've been sprinkling in more, like, humorous, not full-on, ha-ha, knee slapper thing. But, you know, like them falling through the roof and laughing.
Yeah.
And things like that, where it's just... It makes you, okay, you know, it's
not all doom porn.
Yeah, doom and gloom and everything else, you know. But, I think the season's been, like I said, just very consistent so far. So hopefully they can continue the pace. How many episodes do we have left?
We have four left.
Okay. So we'll do two more episodes?
I was just about to say, maybe we can do three together and then save the finale as its own episode.
So I keep this guy around sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll give us 3 weeks before we come back with Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. And in between that time, hopefully, talk about Logan and put that up there.
Old man Travis and Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I think is that going to be it? This is a short show. Man, we're kind of in a hurry. We got other things we got to do. So that's going to be
There's a half gallon of cookies and cream Bluebell that I brought that is dying for our attention. And we gonna give it.
You gonna get got.
Yeah.
Alright, so thank you for tuning in to another episode. I hope you enjoyed. We'll see you very soon. Until then, always remember to pop your culture. No top
guys. Oh, top guys! Out!